Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, offering subscriptions for their 25th anniversary season, including Bach Unlocked, the annual holiday concert, The Adventures of Don Quixote, and more, now through Saturday, September 14th. Available at BachAriaSoloists.com. Some of you may remember the television event from a couple of decades back, Lonesome Dove, and the theme from composer Betasil Polidorus, a noted film composer who hailed from Kansas City, Missouri, and a performance by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, to begin things in our noon hour of classical music here on Kansas Public Radio, where we have awaiting us the Moscow Soloists and Nordic Melodies from Edvard Grieg, and some lively dance music for cello and piano from a Hungarian composer and cellist by the name of David Popper. We're looking forward to that, and much more as classical music unfolds through the afternoon hours. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have joined you for it. Continuing on, we have the North German Radio Symphony next. Conductor Kurt Garben and pianist Arturo B. Michelangeli for music by Mozart and a piano concerto of his from about the year of 1784, and this particular piano concerto in Mozart's letters he described as one to make one sweat. This is considered one of the more difficult of the piano concertos of Mozart, his 15th in B-flat major. And it's next on Kansas Public Radio. That applause for the North German Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kurt Garben, along with pianist Arturo B. Michelangeli, with Piano Concerto No. 15, music by Mozart from 1784, on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:39, and in just a few minutes we'll have the Moscow Soloists along, and two Nordic Melodies for Orchestra by Edvard Grieg before the hour is through. Thanks for joining us for classical music here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Law Office of David J. Brown, LC in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs. Located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here's a little music for cello and piano from the Czech cellist and composer David Popper of the mid-19th century. We're going to listen to a lively dance, a Tarantella in G, played by cellist Maria Kliegel and pianist Bernd Glemser, here on KPR. Cellist Maria Kliegel, along with pianist Bernd Glemser, together in a Tarantella in G major from the Czech cellist and composer David Popper, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:46 at the top of the hour. We'll have news from NPR, followed by more classical music, till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and we're always online, of course, at KansasPublicRadio.org. Thanks for stopping by here on a Thursday afternoon. Coming up tonight, Classics Lives at 7 p.m. And tonight, Kansas City's new Ear Ensemble has been a local home for modern chamber music for decades. And three members of it, flutist Christina Webster, cellist Sasha Groshang, and pianist Charles Dickinson, present a Rule Joyce recital of new music with Silver Dagger by Stacey Garup, including a Mongol sonata, and a toccata grotesca. The New Ear Trio hear their performance during Classics Live tonight at 7 here on Kansas Public Radio. Here at the KU campus, it is 86 degrees on our way to a high of 91. We have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms a bit later this afternoon. Tonight, 30% chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low of 61. Tomorrow's a sunny day. We're expecting a high of 79. We're joined next by the Moscow Soloists, who will take us up to news time with music by Edvard Grieg, two Nordic melodies for orchestra, known as Cow Call and Peasant Dances, next on KPR. Concluding this noon hour with two Nordic melodies for orchestra, music by Edvard Grieg, performed by the Moscow Soloists, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 1 o'clock and about time for NPR News. After that, we will get into the next hour of music, where we'll give the strings a workout with one of the string trios of Beethoven and the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with the Serenade for Strings by Czech composer Josef Suk. We've got that and more to enjoy as classical music continues here on Kansas Public Radio. We are glad you could join us on this Thursday afternoon.
If you really want to know, today on KPR2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Department.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A serene creation for orchestra. The Prelude Pastoral, or Pastoral Prelude, from French composer Emmanuel Chabrier. John Elliott Gardner led the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra to welcome us into our 1 o'clock hour of classical music here on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to have joined you once again. As mentioned a little bit earlier, we're going to give the strings a workout in this 1 o'clock hour. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra is going to be along later with a wonderful serenade for strings by Czech composer Josef Suk. Plus Beethoven and the musicians of Larkabudeli in just a moment. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on Saturday, September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. So Beethoven's music, as mentioned, we're going to hear a bit of his chamber music, composed around the year of 1797. Beethoven was a relatively young man at 28 years of age and embarked on a series of string trios, all in what can be seen as preparation for the string quartets he would later write, which became leaders in that genre of chamber music. What we'll listen to is Opus 9, String Trio Number 4, with the musicians of Larkabudeli, next on KPR. From Beethoven, String Trio Number 4 in D Major of Opus 9 from the year 1797, performed by the musicians of Larkabudeli here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1:34. News from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour, followed by more classical music until 3. Then, later on tonight, classical music resumes with Classics Live at 7 p.m., and then from 8 to 9, Destiny has an hour of music for you, Tango Thursday, which features a great local group, Cucharada, playing traditional tango and a suite of Buenos Aires, plus a symphony by Camille Saint-Saëns that will vibrate you from the inside out. Classical Music with Destiny, your host tonight from 8 to 9 on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster. Friday evening, September 13th. Puppets and songs bring Mo Willems' book to life. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Next on KPR, we'll spend our time with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra to hear music by Czech composer Josef Suk, something he wrote in 1892 during his time as a student of the Prague Conservatory, studying under Antonín Dvořák. And what we'll listen to is something that he wrote on Dvořák's suggestion that Suk write something just purely cheerful. It turned out to be his Serenade for Strings in E-flat major, which we'll enjoy next on KPR. From 1892 by Czech composer Josef Suk, music he devised while a student at the Prague Conservatory under Antonín Dvořák, the Serenade for Strings in E-flat major. Brought to us today by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is almost 2 o'clock and about time for NPR News, with more classical music awaiting us in the next hour, with some English works on display, Idylls for Small Orchestra by George Butterworth, as well as a symphony known as the Cotswolds, early music from Gustav Holst. We've got those and other works to enjoy. Classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on KPR.
If you really want to know what's on the middle, Thursday night at 8 on KPR 2.
Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on Thursday evening, September 12th, that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenterofLawrence.org.
Is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. So there's this story about a young Julius Caesar, about a time in his life when he was captured by pirates and held for ransom. Only the young Caesar convinces the pirates to seek a much larger ransom than they had been after. In the end, they're rounded up and, shall we say, dispatched. It's apparently that story from the life of a young Caesar that forms the basis of a story of an opera by Antonio Salieri called Caesar in Farmacusa, the overture to which we just enjoyed, performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Michael Dittrich, here on Kansas Public Radio, where there's a bit more classical music for your Thursday afternoon, before All Things Considered rolls around at 3. And I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you for just a little while longer, within this 2 p.m. hour, some English works. The BBC Philharmonic Orchestra is going to be along later with some music from early in the life and career of Gustav Holst, and a symphony he wrote that goes by the name of the Cotswolds. We'll hear that, as well as pianist Vladimir Horowitz playing some Chopin, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU School of Music, presenting the 25th Annual Collage Concert, showcasing student musicians and KU's Marching Jayhawks, Saturday, September 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the Leeds Center, open to the public. Details at music.ku.edu. We have next is music from an English composer born in the late 19th century, the son of a railroad man. Music by composer George Butterworth, who was a student of music at Oxford, making friends with a young Ray Vaughan Williams. He tragically passed away very young at the age of 31 in the First World War at the Battle of the Somme. But he had enough time to produce some wonderful music, such as the following two English Idylls for Small Orchestra, that we'll hear played by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, conducted by Grant Llewellyn, here on KPR. From English composer George Butterworth. Two English Idylls for Small Orchestra. Sublime music performed by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, conducted by Grant Llewellyn, on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:22. And in about 10 minutes from now, we have a little bit more English music when the BBC Philharmonic brings us a symphony known as the Cotswolds from Gustav Holst, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Mixmaster Music Showcase and live taping for KPR's new 105 Live Music program, with Draper Family Band, Christina Graves, and the Swallowtails at the Bottleneck tomorrow. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com. And KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in musicals, comedy, contemporary drama, and dance, staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at KUTheater.com. We'll enjoy next a recording of Vladimir Horowitz at the keyboard playing Music of Chopin, An Introduction, and Rondo, next on KPR. Introduction and Rondo, Opus 16, from Friedrich Chopin, played for us by pianist Vladimir Horowitz on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:34, and at 3 o'clock, we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. An evening of music awaits us at 7 o'clock when we'll bring you Classics Live, featuring tonight a performance by Kansas City's New Ear Chamber Ensemble. Then from 8 to 9, an hour of classical music with Destiny, Tango Thursday, with a great local group, Cucharada, this evening, as well as a beautiful symphony by Camille Saint-Saëns. More programming and less fundraising. That's our goal at KPR. And one way that you can help is to make a pledge tomorrow morning, when you'll be matched dollar for dollar by generous KPR members during the Power Breakfast. We'll try to squeeze an entire day's fundraising into just 90 minutes, but we can't do it without you. So join us tomorrow morning for KPR's Power Breakfast, the fall membership drive, getting underway tomorrow morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on KPR. Conductor Andrew Davis leads the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, and next on KPR, some music by Gustav Holst. Some of the earliest music that he wrote, as a matter of fact. As a 19-year-old leaving high school, Gustav Holst had taken a position as an organist in the Cotswolds in the southwest of England. He spent a lot of time in that region and taking a lot of time walking amongst the local hills and enjoying the landscape and taking it all in. It left an impression on him, and just a few years later, at age 25, he composed what was his first major orchestral piece, a symphony in F major, that's known as the Cotswolds. The BBC Philharmonic gives us the performance next on KPR. Piece from Gustav Holst, a symphony in F major known as the Cotswolds, with the BBC Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. The time is 3 o'clock, and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music continues with Classics Live at 7, and Music with Destiny at 8. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Thursday afternoon.